Has come and gone. Let's join hands for the development of Kogi State. This news broadcast comes to you on the network service of Radio Kogi FM Stereo. Kogi State Coordinator of Livestock Productivity and Resilience Support Project LPRES, Dr. Olufemi Bolorin, says the project will improve livestock farming in the state. Dr. Bolorin stated this at the just concluded workshop for members of the project implementation unit of the project held in Lokoja. Emmanuel Oluwakorede has more.
The workshop, which started on Thursday, is aimed at introducing members of the project implementation unit to the rudiments of the LPRES project, which is expected to enhance small, medium and commercial livestock farming in Kogi State. The state LPRES coordinator, Dr. Olufemi Bolarin, said the country is now in the era of commercialization of livestock enterprise, hence the project to use livestock farming to create wealth for the people of the state.
The project will increase their productivity in terms of livestock that enterprise are developing around the livestock, and so they will know anything they are doing, whether at the homestead or in a micro, medium or large scale, there should be an element of commercial efforts.
According to Dr. Bolarin, guidelines have been put in place to ensure that only livestock farmers benefit from the project. He explained that his office is collaborating with the media and relevant stakeholders to sensitize the public on what the project is all about.
We are just starting the project. After bringing the PIU members to the same level of knowledge, we will be able to reach out to the traditional rulers, farmers, commercial farmers, small-scale farmers, and then bring everybody on board for the progress of the project.
On our part, the gender-based violence specialist of LPRES National Coordinating Office Abuja, Miriam Adamu, called on women in Kogi State to embrace the project as most laws have been set aside to accommodate them.
World Bank is very passionate about the involvement of women when it comes to livestock production in Nigeria. The livestock industry has been dominated by the men, so LPRES is looking at bringing in women to also participate just like their men counterparts, to be fully involved in production of both small and large ruminants.
In his presentation, the project internal auditor, Mr. Eze Paul, have this to say.
We are here to let them know about the economy, the efficiency and effectiveness in the application of this loan, so that it will drive the benefits. It's not just about getting, because this is a loan that the state, out of the 36 states of the country, only about 20 states were able to have their subsidiary loan agreement signed. And Kogi State is one of those lucky states.
For Radio Kogi Network News, I am Emmanuel Oluwakorede.